This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
It's horrible. It's as bad as we've seen, for sure.
Counsel for a Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin is referring to the budget cuts looming over higher education.
We're talking about $300-500 million, they're saying, in 1 year. That is an insurmountable obstacle for these schools.
Irwin attended Monday's meeting between governing board members for all of the state's higher education systems and some influential lawmakers. With the governor's budget proposal due to be unveiled Friday, the question remains, how bad will it be? LSU System President F. King Alexander.
Currently, if we were to just take the numbers as they are, and we do believe this is a worst-case scenario, that means we'll have to cancel about 2,000 classes for the fall.
That's just at LSU in Baton Rouge. This year's spending on state colleges and universities is $830 million. Higher Education Commissioner Joseph Rallo says that number also includes TOPS funding.
Take TOPS out of our budget because it makes our budget look a lot larger when, as you know, it isn't.
The state is spending $250 million on TOPS this year. Subtract that from $830 million and you're left with $580 million. Now take $500 million away from that. Yep. Neither lawmakers nor college officials would give specifics on their plans for counteracting this doomsday scenario, but House Speaker Chuck Cleckley says he's got staff working on alternatives to the total evisceration of higher education.
Let's see what the governor's budget looks like. Then it's time to put our solutions on the table, see what we need to do to overcome these cuts that are being discussed for higher ed.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.